Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to your unofficial Eurovision podcast. Some say that he's a product of Vidal Sassoon. Others say he's a spinning image of the lead singer from D-Ream. Others say he'd like to be on Top Gear, but in fact, he's this year's Eurovision entry, The Stick, Josh.
Hello, how are you?
Is that the closest you're ever going to get to being on Top Gear?
No, hopefully I'll be on it one day, but we'll have to see how it goes on the 29th.
Because I'm sitting there asking him beforehand, you know, Josh, is there anything you've not talked about? Have you got any dreams? You know, because appearing at Eurovision is the dream of many. Yet for you, it's a stepping stone to replacing Richard Hammond.
Not at all, no. Eurovision has been something that I've admired always. So now I think to be on it is incredible. I'm really having a great time.
What's your first Eurovision memory then?
My first Eurovision memory, most probably Katrina and the Waves, you know, dancing around my living room, singing along to Love, Shine a Light and Every...
So is that from the final or from the endless replays on Top of the Pops?
Oh, no, I was about six when I was watching this. So, no, that was the actual contest. My mum and dad were they kind of host parties and things like that. So, yeah, it's always been a positive memory for me.
So Eurovision itself, obviously, it's nowadays there's the big talent show build-up. You've got your X Factors, your Pop Idols and all of that. And you've had a look at a couple of them, I understand. Are you happy that it's Eurovision that you've got and not any of the other ones?
I am, definitely. I think, you know, I was trying to get my face out there, and I think now that it's Eurovision, I'm really happy that this opportunity's come up, and I think I'm well-suited to it, hopefully.
And obviously, of course, having watched Eurovision, you know that there are quite a few careers that have been made by Eurovision. Yet at the same time, there's a whole bundle of careers that have been broken by Eurovision, and some have been broken before they even started. I mean, is that a worry?
This is true, but I think last year Jade Ewan did fantastic, you know, to come fifth with Andrew Lloyd Webber. That was a brilliant thing for us, and I think hopefully I'll follow in her footsteps. I don't want to be in the Sugar Babes, but I think hopefully something of equal kind of stature. I think mainly I just want to be in the industry at some, you know, doing something. I just, whatever. I'm still going to be smiling if I win or lose, so let's just see what happens on the 29th.
I mean, everybody goes on about, you know, it's a 3 minutes, and you've said yourself at the previous press conferences, this is the 3 minutes of my life. But, you know, you were a singer beforehand. You know, a jobbing singer is not a bad career. You know, lots of people are backing singers. If you go back to that, if, you know, this is it, this is the only time in, you go back to doing the weddings and doing the bar mitzvahs and doing the parties, I mean, would you be happy?
I would be happy. Yeah, I mean, because I started singing because I loved it. I just genuinely love performing, so as long as I'm doing that until my dying days, I don't mind if it's in front of one person or 120 million people as it's been reported to be. But no, I think I will still be happy, and I think as long as I've got the support of my family and friends still afterwards, then that's great.
Being in the industry for so long, there's, you know, that there are dreams results and then there are likely and realistic results, and obviously part of you in your head must be thinking, I can win this, because everybody comes here to win, but there must be part of you going, you know, I'll be happy if I get X position.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think we have to be there's always a slot for me somewhere lower, or, you know, I don't mean that a slot for me, I mean I think somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. Obviously it would be nice to be in the top 10 or the top 5, but to win it, that'd be incredible. That's obviously the big dream, but I'd be happy with kind of the top 5, because as long as I do as well or even better than last year, then that, we know that we're, you know, kind of building up, and hopefully people keep on watching.
I mean, let's say, for example, you come about the 15th to 17th mark, that sort of top of the second half of the table. Is it a failure?
No, not at all. I think
18th, 19th.
No, not at all. No, I think there are no failures in the Eurovision Song Contest, because the songs have done their job. They've promoted the talent of their countries, and everybody's come together, and it's been, I think that's what it's made for, you know. It's a celebration of the talent of Europe, and I think that's, nobody's failed.
Do you have a plan for after this, or do you have two plans for after this?
I have a plan A, B, C, D. No, I think the main thing is to try and get an album out. I think most definitely you need to be in the West End. as you said earlier, I need to get on Top Gear. That is one of my plans. So I'll have to get onto that as well. So, you know, if you're listening, Jeremy Clarkson.
You know, obviously, we're going to see through the semi-finals, certainly in the BBC, the almost Top Gear-esque trip you took to get here. I mean, do you think, could that be the closest you actually get to doing a challenge on Top Gear?
Well, I wasn't driving, so no, I think the next time, maybe, if I do it myself, then that would be like my own challenge, and I could probably send it into them or something.
So outside of Eurovision, where can people find out more information about you?
Okay, I've got a MySpace account, which has got lots of stuff on there. It's www.myspace.com/Josh DeBovey. Nice and original. You can also get me on Eurovision.tv. Just tap my name in. And also Josh DeBovey Music will be up and running, but it's still being developed at the moment. But that's one to look out for.
Final question. If you could sing any Eurovision song on stage in the final, forget about the six-month rule, any from history, which one would you sing? And you're not allowed to say Katrina.
You know, the big... from this year?
Any year.
Any year.
Let's do both. Let's do one from this year and one from any year.
I love Norwegian entry last year. I think they did brilliant. Alexander Rybak. He was fantastic. And Fairy Tale is a great song. There are a lot of people singing it, but... And I probably need to have some tighter trousers, but Waterloo is a fantastic song, is it not? This year, I think Horelska, he's got a fantastic voice, and his entry is... He can sing so high, and I'd love to be able to do that because I'm a baritone.
You're a baritone. You've been a brilliant guest as well, Josh. It's been great to have you on the show. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
And good luck for Saturday.
Thank you. Bye.